During the Great Recession, the legislature made deep and painful cuts that hurt all across the entire state. Cuts for care for the developmentally disabled Washingtonians, long-term care for seniors, mental health and substance abuse treatment. And those cuts hurt Washingtonians struggling to put food on the table and provide for their family. It deepened inequitable funding for K-12 education and further divided the haves from the have-nots. It left lasting damage in the form of diminished access to health care, particularly in Black and brown communities, and we aim to rectify that. We learned from those mistakes and knew we had to make better, more sustainable decisions. I'm proud to submit this proposal, and because that's what we did in this budget, thanks to all the hard work of the folks behind me, members from both caucuses, advocates, and constituents. Some will say that we cannot afford to continue recent investments in Washington and Washingtonians. We say that we cannot afford not to continue those investments, such as improving education for kids with special needs, food security for seniors and kids, and financial aid so more people can access the great institutions of higher education in our state. We believe this budget reflects that all Washingtonians are better off with these shared investments in our shared future.